I'm here at the Hansoff Laboratory in Switzerland to talk to top scientist Professor Hertz van Rentel about a pill he claims will revolutionise the way we speak. Professor?
Hello, Tony.
Firstly, Professor, could you tell us how the pill actually works?
Well, once taken, the pill releases a syrup which reacts to nerve impulses from the brain. More directly, specific parts of the brain that control speech patterns.
Amazing.
Yeah, just think. A dustman can sound like a duke and vice versa in a few seconds without months of expensive speech training. You can be socially acceptable anywhere. Any dialect or accent is possible with this pill.
That sounds remarkable. Have you ever considered trying the pill yourself, Professor?
Well, of course, all the time. You don't think I actually speak like this, do you? I'm really a carpet salesman from Slough. But if I talk like that, no one would believe in the pill.
I see. Would you like to witness my glowing testimonials? Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather hear from some satisfied customers.
Cardiff FC midfielder Hugh Janus says he scored with the Stephen Critchlow voice pill.
Well, I took the pill basically to gain respect for my fellow players and command a sense of authority that I wouldn't have otherwise achieved with my normal accent, you see.
Number six, would you mind awfully getting on the wing?
Stop messing about and pass the ball, will you?
Well, really. I strongly suspect the referee is in need of spectacles.
And what about this happy customer?
Yeah, it's great, man, you know, and you can go out with your mates and that and have a laugh like, you know. It's great for the totty because they like you a bit of rough and that. Yeah, and you one bothers me, like, I got ticked regular before, like, you know.
The art critic, Brian Sewell. Now let's hear what the man in the street thinks.
Why should I take it? I think I sound great.
Well, I'd like to take the Stephen Critchlow voice pill to make me sound younger.
And why's that?
I'm 23.
I'd like to take it to make me sound more clever.
I'd like to sound more upbeat and clever.
Well, I'm actually from southern Spain, but I wanted to get into voiceovers, so I thought, why the hell not? Even today's top celebrities are jumping on the bandwagon.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I could converse with Daleks or Tons. Order a meal in Draconian. Ask for directions in fluent crinoid. The possibilities are...
Oh, Mr. Baker, you are naughty. You're now visiting ours, the Rover. Could you come back tomorrow, please, gentlemen?
I'm sorry, yes, of course.
Listen, you've got to help me. I've been caught by the Zygons in...
And finally, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. We have with us Mr. Reg Pubes, who will actually take the pill now to demonstrate its amazing effects. Thank you for taking part. Why do you want to take the Stephen Critchlow voice pill?
Well, a lot of people think I've got an annoying voice, so I thought I'd try it. Otherwise, I'll get the sack from the council.
What's your actual job, Mr. Pubes?
Town crier. I mean, I've been attacked on several occasions.
Right. Are you ready to take the pill?
Ready as I'll ever be. It tastes sweet, sort of soft and sugary, like a sort of strange sort of sensation in my throat.
Actually, feels terrific. It really makes my throat feel totally brilliant. It has an amazing aftertaste of chocolate, and it really does make my voice sound absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Pubes. Well, there we
it's
are.
It's incredible the effect it has
yes,
on my...
Yes, thank you, Mr. Pubes. The Stephen Critchlow...
My wonderful voice. It's just marvellous. I can't tell...
Shut up! So, there you have it. The Stephen Critchlow voice pill gives you the voice of your choice.
That's right.